the Red Bulls were really good on the day. Bradley Wright Phillips was quite good. But also Sasha Kljestan, who had an outstanding second half after a mediocre first half. And the Red Bulls just pulled ahead. They showed that class and the fact that they are the more established team, as you said before.
And you mentioned there about Bradley Wright Phillips for them. He's been at Red Bulls, I think this is his third season, but previously he's had Thierry Henry with him. This is the first season that he's really been the main man there. And is he living up to this?
Well, I think so, guys. He's got a designated player contract now. He is their star man, their key man. And if you look at the Red Bulls compared to New York City FC, New York City FC has really splashed the cash this season. They've brought in David Villa, they've brought in Lampard, possibly Pirlo this week, and they've really tried to make that impact and win over the fans of New York, where you have the Red Bulls who, you know, they've had Thierry Henry before, but they really haven't gone out this season and brought any of those big names in that we might have seen in the past there at Red Bull Arena.
In terms of this derby, in terms of these two sides, is it a case that New York Red Bulls fans, they might be a little bit frustrated that there's a new team in New York, or are they glad that they've got that bit more competition now?
Actually, I quite think it's good for the Red Bulls, and I think it's good to have that competition. I was a bit cynical, I guess you could say, about adding a second team to New York. It didn't work in LA with Chivas USA, who they folded up at the end of last season because of financial reasons and different things, even though they're trying to put another team in L.A. in a year or two. I said I was a bit cynical about that, didn't think it would work out, but the people have come out, especially in the Bronx, for New York City FC, and I think in the end, if the Red Bulls can keep winning, if they can dominate this derby for the rest of this season and next year, I think that will help influence people to maybe, you know, don the red shirt instead of the blue one.
When you look at New York, and again, this is where my geographical knowledge is probably not as good as it could be of the area, but am I right in thinking that New York City FC were actually the first first of the two teams to actually be based within New York? Because they're at Yankee Stadium. Where am I right in saying that the Red Bulls are actually in New Jersey, so they're actually technically not in New York?
Yeah, they actually, their home ground is in Harrison, New Jersey, so it's just over the state line there in New Jersey. And so technically you could say, no, they're not a New York team. They're not a New York City-based team. While the New York City FC is, they're in the Bronx. They play at Yankee Stadium, co-owned by the New York Yankees. Obviously, they have the long lineage in the USA, and also New York City co-owned by Man City. So I think those combinations of being owned by the Yankees as well as Man City, as well as being at the Bronx, that's really helped fuel the appetite for fans in the city.
One thing as well, which will probably help to fuel the appetite, you've mentioned this already, New York City going out, making big signings at the start of the season was David Villa, then Frank Lampard, who joined later than was probably initially thought. But now there's this talk of Andrea Pirlo. And when you look at this, Pirlo, Frank Lampard and David Villa ahead of them, if you go back 2 or 3 years, that would have been the kind of some of the players that English Premier League teams would look at. Now, obviously, they are that bit older and they will be costing a fortune, but if you're going to excite the fans of New York, it's bringing in players like that.
Yeah, it is. You've got one player who used to play for Chelsea, one that used to play for Barcelona, one that used to play for Juventus. So you've got fans of those teams that may want to come out to watch it. So in terms of marketing, it's a great move. Sell some shirts. But if you look at these guys, if you look at these players, their average age is 35 years old, and they're going to have about $20 million U.S. wrapped up in all three. So obviously that doesn't count against the salary cap, as MLS is a bit strict with the finances. They do have designated player contracts. But to have those three players on the field at all times, yes, they can still do it, probably at Major League Soccer's level, but it's not really a long-term plan for the club.
And in terms of getting these big signings in for the MLS in general, is it a case that it is attracting the publicity and getting the crowd through the doors? I know the likes of Robbie Keane is at LA Galaxy. Has them signings helped?
I think that some clubs, if you look at the designated players, some are about bringing in the big names from Europe, and some teams are about bringing in the younger, more youthful players from South America. Some teams are like New York City FC. They're bringing these big names in to try to interest the fans, to try to obviously it's New York City's first season, so they want this rabid fan base to grow. But you've got teams such as, well, I'll say Portland for right now. They've got a lot of younger players who are signed to designated player contracts. We've seen in Orlando City, another new team in MLS this season. They did sign Kaká, but they've also signed a couple of South American exports. South American imports. So they are looking to go for the long term, maybe rather than the short term, like New York is right now.
Well, you mentioned about the Red Bulls and the fact that they haven't necessarily splashed the cash. One rumour, though, that was doing the rounds one part last week was Didier Drogba to New York Red Bulls. Is there anything in that or any other sort of big signings that that may happen or that are being rumoured to be going to MLS?
Well, not so much right now. I think I've heard the same ones you have, but actually the team that I'm most familiar with, Sporting Kansas City, they are rumoured to be going after Chelsea attacking midfielder Marco Marin, who has actually been on loan to several clubs since signing with Chelsea. He's never really found a place in the team. So Sporting Kansas City is looking to bring him in, and bring him in another attacking player. But really, Drogba is another one of the big ones. Portland's been linked with him as well. So I think we'll get a lot of the usual rumors that we get every year. A lot of these older players from Europe, South America, who might go. But in the end, we might only see one, maybe two, and there's a good chance I'd think Drogba might end up there by August.
One final question from me, Drew, is a connection with my team, Huddersfield Town fan. Martin Patterson went to Orlando at the beginning of the MLS season this time. From what I'm seeing, he's had a few injuries, and there was talk he may not actually still remain at the club. What's going on with that, do you know?
Well, I'm not really sure what's going on there with Orlando. I know that they're playing really well right now. They're up into fifth place in the Eastern Conference, so a playoff spot. I think they're a really well-run team. They've got a great fan base down in Orlando, and Kaká's been playing out of his skin at the moment in MLS. They're trying to get in a striker. They've been linked with Kansas City's Dom Dwyer. He's an Englishman as well. But I'm not really sure if that's going to come off, but I think they will be in the market to bring in someone who can add a few more goals for them.